Violence erupts across Egypt. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Hundreds of thousands of Egyptians are continuing their angry protests against the rule of President Hosni Mubarak. Al Jazeera News said the unrest could be the biggest pro-democracy demonstrations in Egyptian history. Riot police are out in force and fighting protesters with their batons and tear gas. One young woman is reported to have been killed after being struck on the head by a tear gas canister. In Suez, demonstrators took over the main police station and freed protesters jailed in the past 48 hours. The police have lost control of the city. 40,000 people in Mansoura, north of Cairo, are reported to have raided and destroyed the ruling party's headquarters. Similar scenes are happening all over the country. Egypt's leaders have done their best to stop people communicating with each other. At midnight Thursday, the government shut down Egypt's internet. Authorities are refusing entry to Arab and non-Arab journalists at Egypt's international airport, and the police are also trying to stop journalists filming the unrest. They smashed CNN cameras and shut down Al Jazeera's television broadcasts in Egypt of the protests. Opposition leader Mohamed El Baradei is trapped in a mosque surrounded by riot police. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on Egypt's leaders to listen to their people. Egyptians are calling for regime change and are carrying banners that say, "We hate you, Mubarak."